right, welcome in, folks. This is the Gateway Ticket Podcast. I'm your co-host Mike, along with Chuck here.
Rock and roll.
We are still alive, people. Yeah,
we are. We are alive. Barely.
Yeah, hanging in there. No, doing good, man. I know it's been, dude, it's probably been a month since we've recorded. There's been a lot going on. Some people may know, some people may not know. Jackie hurt her hand at work, so we've been having to do a lot of doctor's visits with that. Chuck's been traveling a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of TV. But just getting caught up. I think I'm starting to get back to a normal pace because I've been watching a lot of TV recently. I don't know, man. I'm feeling good about the shows that we have on now. But you've been good with your travels and catching up while you've been on the road?
Yeah, I was in the Florida Keys for a week, a little family vacation. Dylan graduation, work travel in Chicago, recording this. So really, honestly, like, haven't had too much TV, but I was able to finish like Outer Range, which we'll talk about. And you know, I wrapped up Shogun and Tokyo Vice and all the shows we were watching. We talked, I think we finished talking about most of them.
The only one we didn't finish talking about was The Sympathizer.
yeah. So let's put a pin in that. We can talk about that for a second. That's where I was trying to figure out what show we didn't finish on. I finished that. So really just trying to figure out what to watch right now when next week I get back in a rhythm.
Yeah.
And also I performed in my first improv show.
That's right.
June the 1st. So 9 classes in level 1 and then a paid improv show that we did. So we had like a level 1 class, level 3 class, and then a troupe. So it was insane and exciting and scary and fun. So starting level 2, it actually starts tonight, but I will miss the first show. So as punishment and homework, I went and saw a show at the Second City, which is fucking phenomenal. So if anybody doesn't know, Second City is where like Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Tim Robinson, Sam, the guy that plays Splett, Richard Splett, him and Tim Robinson.
Oh, like, yeah.
Tim Robinson was his improv coach at Second City, and they started doing improv together, and then they co-wrote The Detroiters, and like they've worked together, but like so much history through there, and they have so many shows, and you can take classes. It would be cool if I lived here, I would be taking classes there because they do classes, and it was just an amazing show. Their sketch comedy and improv that I went to. So
sick.
You know, doing a lot of the improv stuff in spare time, but it's really, I don't want to be a professional improver, but it's really a lot of good tools to listen, and it's fun performing, but
opens that creativity. Yeah.
And the funny thing is watching the, you know, the higher level improv and then like the top of the top, like Second City.
Yeah.
Versus like I was standing there doing my scenes, like with my hands in my pocket and like not, and when you watch to like Second City, they're like singing and, you know, like everything is very like expression and enunciated. Yeah. And it's just, it's so, it was good. It was, I learned a lot from that. So,
that's awesome.
But it's fun. Trying to work less and have more hobbies.
Heck yeah, man. That's the goal. That's the goal right now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So, and we got a lot of sports stuff coming up. We got Copa America. We got the Euros starting on Friday. Stanley Cup going on. I have money on Florida that I made like 2 months ago. And in my hockey pool through friends and family in New Jersey, like if Florida wins, I'll tie for third. And all like my three cousins that watch hockey religiously are finishing way below me. So
nice.
The key is I picked like in the final two rounds, like in the semifinals and the finals, you pick both at the same time. So I picked Florida and I picked Florida and Edmonton, and a lot of people had the Rangers and Vancouver.
Of course.
So it jumped me up, and I have like Florida winning, and so a lot of people had the Rangers winning. So I'll be in the money. So a lot of shit talking gonna be happening for me to my cousins. when I win.
I lost out on the bet because I had 50 on the Rangers and they shit the bet against the Panthers. So
I felt bad because that was like a $450 or $500 payout. So
big time money. I was really open for that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was rooting for you for that. So
I got the Panthers in four or in five. Like Edmonton's got nothing, man.
Yeah. And the goal in Florida's goalie has been standing on his fucking head every night. So
yeah. Brick wall bob. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. And then NBA finals. And then the Astros maybe turn a corner and then start to shit the bed and then turn a corner and then somebody gets hurt and then the bullpen gives up like eight runs and to lose. But
two guys just got sent to Tommy John, and then somebody else got sent down. Like, it's not a good time to be an Astros fan. Yeah.
No. Oh, U.S. and Brazil are playing tonight, too, and friendly.
Oh, so nice.
I may have that on behind my screen. I think it started at 6.
There you go.
I just saw it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Brazil and Mexico just played a friendly in College Station.
Yeah, and it was like 100.
They had like 90,000 people turn out. Yeah, it's huge.
Well, in that game, Brazil went up like 3-0 like in the first half. But then Mexico scored a couple goals late. But the CONCACAF, where U.S. is in Mexico, it's just fucking awful. Like, we're going to do well in the Copa America. And then, like, we lose 4-1 to fucking
Ecuador.
Uruguay. Who the fuck was it? Colombia.
Oh, yeah.
But Colombia hadn't lost in like 22 games.
Yeah, that's about right.
But that's the thing. Like, we're not going to do well against Colombia and Uruguay and Argentina and Brazil. We're just not that good.
No, so. We're not.
But
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. What other sport? I mean, football's too far out. I don't know, man.
Well, we got the world's greatest sport about to happen in goal. Brazil 1-0. College football 2019 is about to come out. And I was talking to my rail guy, Kevin, here. And he's like, I think he's your age. He's been, I think, out of college for about 12 years. And
about right.
He has PS5 and he's like, I already pre-ordered it. I'm like, all right. He's like, do you want to join my online league? Or he's going to have like an online dynasty. So I'll let you know too. Maybe we can both get on there, in his dynasty league. So
that would be sick. I pre-ordered and you get 3 days early access if you pre-order. But I already went ahead and I took the 19th off. Like, I'm taking off for it. I'm doing it.
Yeah. I may do that with you.
Or you should, man. It's going to be insane.
Or I'm at least going to work from home that day, and I'm going to be playing it the entire day.
It's going to be nuts, dude. The previews and the gameplay previews that they've been showing, it just looks insane. It looks incredible. So, it'll be a fun one.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot happening. And then there's shows coming up like in June. I think you started watching some, so we'll talk about it a little bit, but like, you know, Fallout is out. You watch a couple episodes of that. There's a show on Apple TV called Dark Matter, which, I heard is really good. It's kind of like, from what I've seen, it's like a multiple time multiversal kind of story, which I love that shit. So I wanted to start, I'd probably download a couple and watch on the plane tomorrow. The Alkalite is out now on Disney, which both of us are kind of like, how much Star Wars stuff do we need?
Yeah. So we're getting to that point. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got the Boys coming up on the 13th. And then the Bear coming out the 27th. And actually the 16th is House of the Dragon, which I'm also like, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it for some reason. Maybe it's just I've been traveling and I haven't been watching a lot of TV and it's the summertime. Like, give me that shit like in the fall. Like,
yeah, it is more of a fall show. Because, like, it's not Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones generally came out, if I'm not mistaken, in the fall. Because it was always cold, right? Time, like, winter's coming, it was always cold when the shit was on. I don't know. But even, like, I just read an article that the author is going to release The Winds of Winter, supposedly, at the end of season two. So he's, like, still continuing the books of the Game of Thrones show.
Oh, is he really going to do that?
Yeah. Rumor has it, so we'll see. Yeah. Merton. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not crazy hyped about that, but I'll watch it. I mean, we'll see. Maybe it gets the hook in the season.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, The Boys, which I just also read, The Boys is going to end with season 5. So there's only 2 seasons left. This one coming out tomorrow and then the next. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that's something I should then start on so I can watch it and then wait for the next season.
Yeah.
So I gotta make notes on some of this stuff.
Yeah. and then college, NCAA football 2025 is coming out in 33 days.
Are we gonna do a podcast dedicated to that daily?
We should just like Twitch us playing a game against each other. That would be insane. Yeah.
Yeah. We would definitely do that and put the link out to that. So
what else? Are there any movies coming out or anything? I hadn't been keeping up with movies all that much, but
yeah, I don't know. I haven't really kept track of any movies.
Soon. There is a movie I do want to see. It is coming out soon. It's the next M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, the guy that lived next to Michael Scott?
Yeah. He was in a townhome in Eastern Pennsylvania. It's called Trap. It's got Josh Hartnett, and he plays like a dad taking his daughter to a concert. And it turns out the concert's like one big trap where they're trying to catch the serial killer. And like the trailer tells you right up front that like Josh Hartnett is probably the serial killer.
Okay.
And I say probably like he like goes to the bathroom and like gets on his phone and is like watching a dude captive like in his basement on camera.
Oh shit.
So like nobody knows the twist yet, but yeah, it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, other than that, man, there's so much stuff. I mean, Clipped is already out, which is about the Donald Sterling like downfall, the owner of the Clippers. Shit's wild.
How's Fallout? So tell me about you. You watched 2 episodes of Fallout.
Yeah, so I watched the first 2 episodes of Fallout, and it's really, really good. It's true to the game to the most part. Some people may not agree, but I'm enjoying it because I played Fallout 4, which the TV show is only like 6 years after the video game, like in their timeline. But yeah, it's like 200 years after the end of the world, and people living in vaults similar to Silo, right? Except people live on the surface, and it's like it's a wild west wasteland. Yeah. And Walton Goggins is like this bounty hunter, like ghoul mutant guy with no nose, and he just typecasted as a cowboy. It's great, but it's cool because like the opening scene of the show is like him doing a birthday party as a cowboy, like before the end of the world. And he's like doing these lasso tricks on this horse. And I like looked it up and I was like, did he actually do this? And then it turns out like Jonathan Nolan was the one that actually was like, was on the horse doing the lasso tricks. Like the Nolan brothers are crazy, dude.
they're great.
But it's a good show. The visual effects are great. The acting's good. It's got some of, you know, that guys, you know, those guys that you might recognize, but, it's really good. I'm enjoying it. It's a fun one. I'm gonna keep going through it. It'd be interesting if they do another season.
So let's talk about the sympathizer real quick before we talk about, because you were on with the other season. So the sympathizer, what do you think overall?
I get where they're going with the show. I thought it was a good show. I personally didn't like the ending. I get where they're coming from, where, like, you know, it was a civil war between, you know, the Vietnamese and you know, brother against brother and all this stuff. And then you add the political mess that of the U.S., you know, colonialism. And before that, it was the French and all this stuff. And, you know, he finally gets out of, like, this POW camp, and he's like, sees all these people on the shore that, like, he may, you know, had some connection in killing. I get the whole narrative of the show. I personally didn't prefer the ending. The strongest part of the show was Robert Downey Jr., of course. And him being, like, all of his different characters and stuff like that. And I don't know. I'd honestly give the show, like, a 5 or a 6 out of 10.
I think I liked it a little better. I had a hard time kind of finishing it and getting into it that way. But, I liked kind of the ending, but part of it, like, I don't know. Part of it to me was, why couldn't, I mean, like, the guy's like, hey, he's a spy for us. Like, I mean, why would you, unless say it was like the spies were going to be fucked over no matter what. Cause we find out that he was also a spy, you know, that he was torturing and she never gave him up and anything like that. But,
And I took that, just, like, early in the show when they were leaving, and he asked his buddy, he's like, but I'll be good, right? Like, I won't have to go to, like, re-education. And he was like, well, it's like, oh, you're all fucked. Like, it's not your homeland anymore.
Yeah. I mean, but, it was, I liked the main guy, the main Vietnamese guy, and Robert Jr. And I liked the, like, the South Vietnamese captain that looked like Bobby Lee. Like, I kept thinking, like, the guy, the head of the South
the general?
Army that went, the general. I kept thinking Bobby it was Bobby Lee. Lee, and I looked and I'm like, that's not the actor's name, is Bobby Lee, but he just looked great. Like Bobby Lee. But
He was good too. Yeah.
But, like, early on, I was really into it, and maybe it was just like how busy I was. Like, I got behind, and then I was playing catch up by multitasking during the show. So it kind of waned on me, and, like, I think our buddy Marco's like, kind of like, it could have been a movie. And I think you could have either done a movie, if you're going to do, like, sometimes you do a limited series, it's like you could make a 3-hour movie out of it, or a 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah.
Or do multiple seasons, right? We could have got more out of it, But, I mean, anyway, Robert Downey Jr. was fabulous. So,
crushed,
I mean, it was. Yeah. So, and, like, did you get, like, was he his dad? I mean, or is that what you concluded? Whatever one of his characters was his dad?
Yeah. Quad? So, like, every Robert Downey Jr. character, right, was someone in the world that said they gave a shit about Vietnam, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, in the end, his dad character, right, was what, a French priest or whatever he was.
Yeah.
Who, like, raped his mom. Like, so like, you had Nikos Damianos, who was the director. So it's like Hollywood gives a shit, but they really don't. And then you had the congressman with the fucked up hand, who, like, said he gave a shit, but didn't really. And then the professor, and then the CIA guy. And then you had a religious figure in there. Like, none of them actually gave a shit. So it was a really cool metaphor for, like, all these pillars that said, like, oh, we really care about Vietnam, but they really didn't. And they just all happen to be Robert Downey Jr. But then add the layer of, like, Oedipus on top of that, where, like, it's his dad. It's really, it got really out there. But, I guess it, like, was, they were all like his dad to some degree.
Yeah.
Super, super metaphorical. It's based on a book that a professor wrote. And I only think he only wrote it, like, 10 years ago. But I get what they were going for. Just the ending just took a weird turn. I expected the main guy to die, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And the metaphor is just like, you're fucked either way. Well, and at the end, the metaphor really was like, your home really isn't your home anymore, so now you're just a ghost.
When it was like, what do you say, like, when they were sitting there, like, your purpose, like, was it, I forget, but, like, when he was talking to his friend about, like, the saying, the Vietnamese saying, like, and what it meant, right? And I think at the end he determined, like, it's just me, or, like, because I think he said, like, family or this, and then, like,
yeah, it was like, nothing is above, like, family and freedom or something like that. And he was like,
yeah,
what's
oh,
above
nothing.
That?
Oh, yeah. Was nothing is better than freedom, or nothing is above freedom. And, like,
yeah,
he kept going, it's like, okay, nothing. Like,
yeah.
It's and like then it was like, oh, like, shit. Like, you're my friend, or you're my brother, or you're, but in the end, it's your freedom, like,
yeah.
And he was being oppressed by his friend, right, or whatever, too. But it was to keep him alive. But it still was like,
yeah,
it didn't matter. Like, it's just about your freedom, you know. It's like,
yeah, I took it as like, do you, like, nothing is above any of that, like, nihilism. Yeah. Like, there's nothing out there.
Yeah.
Like, just like, this whole world's fucked up. Just try to survive. That's how I took it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so fucking weird, but I enjoyed it. It just, the ending just rubbed me the wrong way. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I mean, it just, it was a good, they just didn't land the plane that well, but, so.
Yep.
Outer Range.
Woo! Oof. I don't know that I've been as anticipated for a show as much as Outer Range as I have been in a while.
I don't know how it's not, like, the most popular thing on TV.
I don't either. I looked on Instagram, like, you know, Apple TV, or, sorry, not Apple TV, Amazon Prime Video has, like, their own channel. And generally, shows have their own channels, right, or pages, or whatever you want to call them. Like, Fallout has its own page where they, like, share content. Outer Range has jack shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I even, like, messaged Amazon Prime, I think, for more, like, podcast account. And I was like, hey, where's the love for Outer Range? Because the only person I see posting anything about Outer Range is Josh Brolin.
Yeah. And I listen. I follow a lot on Reddit. I follow the Outer Range sub on Reddit. And it gets good. It gets a lot of good pub on that sub, but, like, it's a lot of people like the first season better, or they start to question, like how this doesn't make sense, or what, but, or, like, they're going against every theory of, like, time travel, like, of Perry, you know, coming in contact with his previous self, or his other self.
That's a toughie, because when that was going down, I was questioning the same thing. But, you know, season one set up a lot of rules or assumptions about time travel what the whole was. And then I think it got more popular than they thought. And they were like, okay, let's think of this direction that we can take it in. And they fucking just took a left. And everybody was like, whoa, like, what? Because I started watching it and was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah.
Well, and they talked about how, like, there's a different writer and director for season two than season one.
Oh,
and so there's a little bit of change in kind of this. And this season reminds me more of, like an HBO show. Because, like, they had a whole episode on Joy. And, you know, like, in a lot of these kind of shows, you get an episode on one person, an episode on another, you know. But it was, I still thought it was really good. And I thought the first season, though, set it up as, like, we know there's a hole. We know it's something around time and the concept of time. And it is time, or it is time. But it left it up. And then we knew kind of the assumption that Autumn was Amber. But it kept everything else, like, open.
Yeah.
Up to, like, interpretation. And then this season, you're like, okay, shit, fucking a bunch of people have traveled through the hole. Like, some random lady is an Indian back in the time of Joy. The buffaloes are apparently fucking time traveling, like, that are getting shot with arrows. Like,
Yeah, after Luke dug his hole, and like they just come running out in front of him, like
In the finale, like, at Joy wakes up at her house, and there's like 10 animals like hanging out, so, like the fucking buffalo and the bear and
the lion or bear cat, bobcat or whatever. She's like sleeping in the backyard and wakes up, and it's just like Dr. Doolittle.
So
yeah,
I mean, it's there's so much shit going on, but I mean, it's as of right now, to me, it's in my top three shows of the year. For me, with Tokyo Vice and Shogun on my end,
for sure.
I mean, we got a bunch more good shows coming out, but it's
it's gonna be a tough review for the year. There's some bangers coming.
I'm a big, you know me, I'm a big time Christopher Nolan style. Anything with time, like, it's just fascinating. And then this is like, and because I kept thinking, you know, like, so let me ask you a question. So in this season, and, you know, we have Perry that goes back into the hole and he meets Royal.
Royal.
And Cece. Mm-hmm. And Cece was dating Tillerson, and Royal was like banging random chicks, and Perry's getting upset about it or whatever, making out with random. But like, and Perry comes back and encounters his new self. But do you think like he's just on a different, or like on is this multiverse? Are we a multiverse show, or are we a time travel show? That's the question I'm having.
That was my same question, because it seems things change in the past, but do they really change? It's so hard to determine if there's different timelines or different universes going on, because for me, I agree, when Joy goes into the past, mm-hmm. and she encounters Little Royal, and Little Royal saves her by shooting his dad.
Yeah.
Royal tells her later that he told people it was a deer, you know, a hunting thing, which technically it was. They were hunting Joy.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. and then he kind of changes his story. So is that canon changing within his mind? Because we see he has like that. It's not a seizure, but it's almost like he gets like an intense headache or something. So it's like almost like, I don't know if you saw the butterfly effect when Kutcher changed the past, he like had a seizure and like new memories were overlapping others. But so there was that. And then Perry going into the past and telling his dad that he went through the same hole as him. And then like Perry in the future, like, doesn't fucking remember any of this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's the thing. That's where, so is this, because they say Joy, like, she was gone for 4 years and there was like, it was like a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
So is this just time when you, it's kind of, is it like, is it fucking Gargantua or the water planet where every minute is like so many years, but in like reverse, right? So is there something that, when you travel through this hole, it goes back. It just goes back to a point in time. Like the my theory of time that I like is that it's already been created and we're just in certain parts of it. So it's already happened, but we're in a certain part of it. But do they go back through the hole and they go back to somewhere that's already happened? And it's a different time mechanism. I don't know. Is this multiverse? Is this devs or is this fucking Back to the Future?
Yeah, like, you know, it's a tough one, because, you know, to me, I'm starting to think it's the snake eating its own tail to some degree. So. Mm-hmm. You know, the first time we saw somebody go through the hole, it was Royal, and he came out in the future in season one. Yeah. And then he comes back and he manages to land back within the same amount of time, right? How the hole or whatever is choosing what time to drop somebody in or out of time.
Yeah.
We haven't figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Joy. Yeah, the first
thing he goes forward in time.
Yeah.
So
Joy goes into the past, into the 1880, whatever, 82, yeah. I can't remember. And she spends 4 years there. And I think I texted you this. I love how, like, their perception, right? As a regular person who knows nothing about time, and, you know,
yeah.
us, we watch TV shows about time, so we have, like, these crazy concepts and
yeah.
assumptions about time travel. She goes back into the past, and she's like, oh, I wonder what happened to him. And acting like 4 years in her time has already been, like, 4 years in the future.
Yeah.
Like, time is not linear in that sense. Like, she could go back, and it could be the next fucking day, which she does. She yeah. goes back, and it's a couple days later. Like, I yeah. love that they don't, like, understand that concept.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah. So that makes sense there because, like, the hole puts you.
Yeah.
It didn't spit her back out at the same point she went in. It was just yeah. at a different point. And Perry also just comes in, like, 6 months later or whatever, you know,
in the 70s right. to break up Tillerson and CeCe so that way
oh, yeah,
no. his mom can, like, it's Back to the Future.
Yeah, it no it's putting yeah so like we're in Back to the Future, we had specific points in time that they were, you know, that were like pivotal moments, but here the whole is like deciding, right?
So that makes you, that you have to think, is that the earth doing it? Is that the hole doing it? Whatever is behind the hole. Time, right, is now this physical manifestation in the black crystals or whatever it is, right, that's in the earth. Or
Autumn's ketamine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Autumn's, yeah, special K.
K-hole.
Yeah.
She's lit down a literal K-hole.
or is it, you know, the snake eating its own tail, you know, theory, in that, you know, the hole was created in the, you know, the mineral was discovered and then the hole was created by this BY9 mining company who then yeah. puts it into the past, and it's all like some Autumn, like, managing, like, the timeline and when yeah. to drop people in and out. Is it just because that, like, in the future somebody created it, so they put it in the past so that way it then creates itself.
Is this the Tesseract?
Is
this the Tesseract from fucking Interstellar?
It's insane.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of theories around that, but, you know, I've seen inconsistencies, and from what I've read, some things on Prime, or is it just convenient ways to tell, like, you can change the past but not really change it? So, like, yeah, Royal went into the hole, but the reasoning, it may or may not have changed, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, the woman that was, I can't remember her name in the Native American community, but that was, you know, the negotiator before Joy took over.
Yeah.
She had a tattoo of Zeppelin on her arm. She said she went into the end of the 1880s in, like, 72. Like, that album didn't go public until, like, 75.
I read about that, and also there's, like, a scene where there's a thermostat in, like, the 70s, and there's a digital thermostat in the bar.
Yeah,
so, I mean, there's definitely, look, it's Amazon Prime or Prime Video, and this isn't HBO, but, I mean, HBO is, like, they better start doing something.
They're missing out.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got House of Dragon coming back. But it's, yeah, I mean, Outer Range, I'm hoping, you said there hasn't been confirmation on season 3 yet.
No, but that, not yet.
What's his name wants to,
Josh
Brolin wants to continue. So hopefully it's a situation
Slow Horses,
yeah.
Yeah, Gary Oldman. Yeah, yeah.
Where they're just gonna do, you know, do it until he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I think.
But I think, hopefully,
Yeah, I think Brolin kind of got burnt out doing Thanos and the Avengers stuff. I'm sure he enjoyed it, but that was like 10 years of his life, like having to come and do like digital shit and all that stuff. And so he, you know, in the statement, he said he doesn't normally like doing long-term projects, but this show has its hook in him. So I think he's really intrigued by the concept. And I don't know where they're going to take it. I'm sure they'll do a season three. The show is popular without people talking about it.
Yeah. That's true, and that's what I see. It's the most what I see on Reddit and how the discussions around it and what people like. You don't see it or anywhere else, but
no,
it's. I'm hoping that give me two more seasons with a solid story.
Yes.
Season, do 3 and 4, and then the end of 4, like, let's make that finale. Even if you do, like, I think now, the way they ended season 2, you need, like, 2 more seasons.
Because I think so.
You're right back at now, you figure out how Amy became Autumn. You know, and but what we haven't seen either is Amy age 9, Autumn at age 9, and then Autumn between age 9 and when she shows up at the Abbott ranch. And since Amy went in the hole and doesn't like, but that's the thing. We don't know what the future looks like once Amy went in the hole, but we know Autumn came back at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Autumn came back before that, but.
Yeah. You know, Autumn in the future that Royal went into in season 1 is like the leader of this cult. Yeah. I want to see her in control of this cult, tied up with BY9, the mining company, right?
Yeah. Now, did we see Amy in that future scenario?
Not to my knowledge.
Because it's supposedly only like a couple years, right? It's like you died in my arms 2 years ago, whatever CC said, right?
Yeah,
like
there could be there could be some questionable stuff around that, because just because she says 2 years doesn't mean since the first season and then him jumping into the future, not necessarily. Because I do like that's another thing is we haven't seen Royal potentially getting killed, right? Does that?
Well, I thought that was going to happen. Yeah. I thought it was going to happen. Yeah, well, that's the thing. What happens in the finale is that where he was supposed to die.
I think that will be the question of season 3 is, can you change your future? I think that will be the question, because Amy went into the hole, right? They were trying to do everything they could to stop that, and they couldn't stop it. Yeah. And in the future, Luke was there, and he shot Royal, right? What are we actually trying to change here? I don't think you can change anything.
Yeah.
But you can change some things, because the last point I do want to make that I loved in the new season was Perry came back through the hole, got in the truck, drove to the bar to stop himself from killing, what's his name? Terry.
The other Tillerson.
Trevor. Yeah, Trevor.
Trevor.
To stop killing Trevor, and Trevor winds up killing that version of Perry.
Yeah.
Knocks him out, head hits the curb, cracked open. Runs off, and Perry's just like, oh, fuck. I was half expecting, because to me, multiversal shit didn't come into my play. That was not in my playbook.
Yeah.
I was half expecting Perry, looking at his dead body, to vanish like that. But it didn't happen.
Like, the Back to the Future kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, he saw himself, the world didn't explode. That's one theory, right? You can't handle your own. Seeing your own self, all this shit. And then he dies. He doesn't disappear. He takes the body and he dumps it in the hole. Where's that body going? He dumped it in the hole.
So that
flipped the show on its head for me a thousand times over.
But you also put Trevor's body in the hole, right? Like,
yeah.
In season and it came one, back. But, well, no, he hasn't come back. Trevor hasn't.
Yeah, no. He came back. He landed on the hiking trail because what's her name? Amy found him, and then they called the cops.
Dead body. So that's right.
But he just
so
appeared on the trail. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's going to happen with Perry. Like, Perry number one or two.
So does the dead body of Perry show up in universe A, right, that we're used to, and they're like, okay, we can close the book on Perry being missing, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
The show's wild. Yeah. I love it.
All good questions, man.
More people need to be watching the show. It's insane. Yeah. But yeah, I finally sat down and rewatched season one and forgot how kooky it was and crazy with Royal going at the Tillerson Memorial to play poker and then asking to see Autumn's feet because once was a story of how the devil came in and played poker and then they looked up and he was gone. Like, dude, so good. Love the writing on the show. Love the writing. Yeah. So, any other thoughts on that?
No, I hope season three, if there's a season three. If there's not, I mean, you kind of completed a circle, you know, of how Amy became Autumn. So you have a little bit of closure just in case of, like, you know, kind of the.
Yeah. How she got there, right? And pretty much her showing up is what throws a lot of this off. And, you know, if it ends, I'll be sad, but I won't be disappointed because, to me, they closed the circle to some degree. Yeah.
And gave us two fucking great rides.
Bangers. Bangers of seasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So on top of that, you know, we're still waiting for, you know, outside of Outer Range, which I think it was one of our more anticipated shows of the year. Severance season two is at some point coming because they just dropped with Apple Thon or whatever they call that out in California. They just released some screenshots and some clips from the show and really looking forward to that. Hopefully we get an upcoming, you know, release date before the end of the year.
Now, what you sent me, did they have a Silo season two release date?
No release date, but also screenshots from the new season. Nothing I don't think didn't anticipate, because I think all the images we saw were the main, it's been a while since I saw the show, but the main woman being outside the Silo walking around in the suit, and then Tim Robbins as Bernard, like, leading the Silo people. So nothing unexpected from those screenshots, but want to see more.
That's also going to end with what?
That's also going to end with the fourth season. That show is also coming to a close. Yeah. So
that's good. If you're going to tell me our plan is to do like two, three, four seasons so I can prepare.
Oh, for real. Yeah. Oh, great. You have a story in mind. You have an arc that you are anticipating. Don't just give me 20 seasons of just the same old recycled Walking Dead. Oh, we found safety. Oh, no, safety's bad. Oh, there's a new bad guy. Done it to death. Give me an arc that's in the thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think in Silo she's going to find, like, get let in by another little colony?
I've read the first book. I can't give it away. I can't give it away. Yeah. the first book goes further than the first season.
I read the first 70 pages of the first book, and that's it.
You got to read you got to finish the first book. It goes far beyond. It's great. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool. So thanks for not ruining it for me.
No. Yeah. Got to save it for you and the audience. Yeah. Anything else you want to cover?
No, I think we covered a lot.
So it was a good catch up. I think we had a lot to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully people will listen.
I know. Yeah, I'm gonna do some ads and get some Instagram stuff out there so that way people know we're still alive on this thing. But
yeah,
appreciate you jumping on. I know you're at the hotel and you're probably eager to get dinner. I don't know if you've already eaten yet, but you got to get some of that Chicago deep dish pizza, man.
I had that on Monday. I had Giordano's on Monday.
Oh yeah.
Went to Second City for the show on Monday, and then last night I just got some Indian food to my room, and I've got a lot of leftovers of that, so I'm gonna eat that tonight, and then tomorrow I don't have like a flight till like 9:30 at night, I'm gonna go like roam around the city until I go to the airport. So
if I could get you to bring back a frozen Portillo's fucking Italian beef sandwich, I'd get you to do it, but I don't think they do frozens because it'd be soggy as hell by the time you got back.
You don't want to sandwich from Mr. Beef. There's a restaurant that's become popular from the bear. So it's like
it's the energy to go by Manny's and get a mile high corned beef.
I may have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Today for lunch we ate at the cafeteria of a railroad.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So,
oh geez. The working life.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow I'll get a dog from Portillo's or the Manny's corned beef.
Do some choices. Yeah.
But love Chicago.
Yeah. Big time fan of Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, appreciate everybody for kicking it with us this week. Glad to be back. You know, check out next week. We'll be talking more about probably the boys and some of the other stuff we've been watching. Maybe House of Dragon. Maybe House of Dragon. Yeah.
Maybe.
Definitely be talking about Clip. That's weird. But yeah, tune in. Check out the Instagram. Check out the website, kickingitmedia.com. And as Cousin likes to say,
mahalo.